This is an active verb. I'm doing something. This is a passive verb. I'm receiving something. They're two different words. They're not the same. They're not synonyms. They're not synonyms. They don't mean the same. If you're going to look, be correct in your grammar. If you're going to look for a synonym for the concept of faith, then use a passive verb, if you wish. But be very careful when you use an active verb, because you're going to mess it up. You're going to have man doing something. I got a friend in the ministry, and bless his heart, he will talk for 30 minutes trying to stay away from these words. I'll even say, what is wrong with the word faith and trust? And he gets frustrated. And one time he just said, I don't know. But he doesn't want to just trust. You've got to do something for God. And that's what we're doing with the Galatians 1, 6 and 7. He distorts. How would you distort the gospel? How would I distort the gospel? Not take it away, not say, oh, I'm against the gospel and I'm against Christ and I'm against God. That's not distorting the gospel, people. That's being anti the gospel. Distorting the gospel means, oh, I'm going to stay with the gospel. I'm just going to change it. How would I change it? Ever so slightly. Change it from receiving by grace to doing and call it grace. That's how I would change the gospel. That's how I would distort it. The good news is, hey, just receive it from me, I'll give it to you. To, now you've got to do something, you've got to invite. You've got to invite. Got an interesting passage. Now I want to share it with you because I'm not going to spend much time on it Sunday. Centurion in our study of the crisis of love. He is going to the crisis of love. He's already gone to the crisis of faith. And he's going to say something rather interesting. He's going to say, I am unworthy for you to walk with me, for you to come into my home. Now, I like this and I don't like it. Let me tell you why I like it. I like it because it expresses what I'm trying to show you right here with the word invite. People, we are not worthy to invite him into the gutter of our soul. It has nothing to do with our worthiness. That's the whole point of the gospel. You're not worthy. It's unconditional love. That's the whole point, centurion. It has nothing to do with your worthiness. Yes? I'm sorry? And that's the point. I'm not worthy, but if you choose. His point was, they're not the same. They're not saying the same thing. He just said, I am unworthy. You do not walk with me. He didn't have the heart that David did. I might say to God, I'm unworthy for salvation. But since he did this, I believe.